Hope everything is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Gimel. Yesterday we kind of stuck our toe in the water a little bit to get ourselves acclimated to the world of Seder Nashim and of Maseches Yevamos. So we started off with the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah discussing the concept of 15 women who would not do Yibum or Chalitza if, whatever reason, they fell to a Yavam. And again, just to recap with the scenario here, you have a brother, you have a guy who, Rechman Aslan, passed away without any kids. So his wife, right, Mitzvah Yibum, his wife is what's called Zakuk, connected to his brother. That brother has either the option of Yibum or Chalitza. But now let's say, again, the Mishnah discussed, let's say that woman, right, and the guy's brother have a relationship that precludes them from getting married. Let's say, for example, that woman is his daughter. Right, again, it's mutter for an uncle to marry a niece. So let's say that woman, the guy's wife, is the brother's daughter. So that's obviously not happening. So that we introduce the concept that there is not going to be any Yibum or Chalitza. We also introduce the concept of a Tsara, a co-wife, that the co-wife will also not be doing either Yibum or Chalitza. And also, if that co-wife would then marry another brother, and then that brother would pass away, Rachman Litzlan, and then he had another wife. So the co-wife of a co-wife, right, we call Tsara, right, that we had Ad Sofa Olam, right, the Mishnah said, as long as that keeps on going, right, that co-wife will then kind of get rid of all other co-wives, the Tsaras, right, and we won't have a Yibum situation there either. So the Gemara basically just started the Gemara a little bit over here. And the Gemara is basically now, in today's daf, more or less, most of it is, almost all of it, is really just going to analyze the Mishnah and kind of figure out the Lashon. Why did the Mishnah choose different languages and different orders, right? And why do we start with this one and start with that one? So again, we started the Gemara yesterday a little bit, and again, we had said, the first example that the Mishnah gives is Bito, right? Is the guy's daughter. That's the simplest case, right? Again, if Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter, and Reuven passed away without kids, so obviously Shimon can't marry his daughter, so therefore there would be no Yibum and Chalitza. So that's the first case in the Mishnah, right? If you flip back to Beis Mon Aleph, we have Elohim Bito, his daughter, Bas Bito, his granddaughter, Bas Penel, right? Again, his granddaughter from the son, right? Okay, et cetera, et cetera. So the Gemara first said, why are we starting from Bito? Right, again, all of that, all of this, the whole concept we'll learn today, right, we learn out from the psukim of Achos Isha, of the it's an Isra that you're not allowed to marry wife's sister. And so the Gemara says, why don't we start with that? Because you're going to see that that's the makor. And if you'll tell me that, the Gemara had said, if you tell me that we're talking about Rabbi Shimon, right, we're starting from severity of punishment. Rabbi Shimon holds that Sreifa comes first, and then Skila comes second. So if that's what we're really trying to find, so then why don't we just start with the Iker Isser of Sreifa, right? The Iker mention of Sreifa, the whole concept that you get Sreifa for sleeping with one of these, with some of these Arayos, right? That's by mother-in-law, by Chamoso. So we should have started with Chamoso. So the Gemara had said, that's not what we're doing. So Ella, so let's just pick up here from the last line of Beis Mabez, right? Ella Bito Kivan Dasi Midrasha Chavivale. We said that, therefore, why did we start with Bito? Because that comes from a drasha. That's not explicit in Pasuk. Ironically enough, it does not say explicitly in the Torah that a person is not allowed to marry his daughter. It's learned out, as we'll see in a second. So since it's learned out through a drasha, so that was chaviv, that was dear to the Tana, to Rabbi Pashtus, Rabbi Yudal Nasi. Right, that was near and dear to him. So the Gemara says, well, if that's not unique, though, because kulu nami b'drasha lu, right, all of them are a drasha. Right, all of them, none of them are clear. We're going to see in a second. All of these are learned from drasha. So you can't be, that's not why we started with Bito. So Gemara says, enichanami, nehidil inyan yibum, asya medrasha. Now, enichanami, the whole concept of yibum, that we don't do yibum by any of these women, and by their tsaras, and by their co-wives, enichanami, that's a medrasha. That's a medrash. That's a drasha, not a medrash. That's a drasha that we're going to learn in a second. But ikar asurayhu, but the fact that these women are usher to him, behedyiksev, all that stuff is behedyiksevbehu. That is clear in Beferish and Pasuk. Bito, but about a daughter, as we'll see in a second, Iker Isura Midrasha, the whole concept that a person is not allowed to marry his daughter, that is not in the Pasuk, that's a drasha. As well, I guess we're going to, right, as we quote right now, right? Amar Rava, as Rava says, Amar Li Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, right? How do you know that a person is not allowed to sleep with his daughter? Rachman al Islam. So, Asya, Hina, Hina, Asya, Zima, Zima. It's Exer Shava, Hema, Hema. That tells me that the Isser, and Zima, Zima tells me that this is a punishment of Sreifa. Right? So, that is Exer Shava. If you look at Rashi over here, right? There are a bunch of psukim that basically that talk about. I think it's right. So yeah. So if you look at Rashi over here, the pasuk says straight up let's just read Rashi Asya. Yeah, four lines down. Lisura Asya Zima Zima. Right. I mean, Hina Hina is Lisura Asya. That's a run on Rashi. Right. Sometimes Rashi will start talking at the beginning, and sometimes he'll use the Dibra Maskil and then continue, right, and explain. So it just really takes experience to kind of know which one is which. So Asya Zima Zima Asya Hina Hina. Wait, Lisura Asya. Lisura, that teaches me that it's Aser, and Asya, hey, Zima Zima, the Strefa, and the Zima Zima teaches me that it's Aser, that you get punished for by Strefa. Debito me ishto v'chein bas bito u bas beno, yalfa me ervas isha ubita. Right, the pasuk says ervas isha uvita lo segale. A person not allowed to marry a mother and her daughter. Bitom isha mechal bas ishto. Right, that's so. Aval bito me unusaso lo tishmale. But it doesn't say anything about. Let's say again, that's only talking about your daughter from your wife that you married. Talking about your daughter, your wife's daughter. But what about a daughter of, let's say, a woman that Rachman al Tzani raped? Dechtiv erva isha. So that would connect. That we have a hina hina to connect me to for that. And the pasuk says ervas bas bincha. Again, the pasuk says beferish, you can't sleep with your granddaughter. So again, we're going to use basically these drushes to teach me that you can't sleep with your daughter as well. And the punishment is strefa. So since that is learned out from these xerishavas, that was first. Okay, I didn't do that Rashi justice, but again, read it again. But I do want to. Let's just go weiter. Hashda damarta kol milsa da asi midrasha chavivalei. So Gemara says, okay, but if you tell me that the whole reason that we're trying to figure out the order in the Mishnah, why do we start with bito? So if you tell me that's the reason that we're looking for drashas, so listening alachos isha lebasof. So if that's true, so then the opposite logic should say, again, the only pasuk that is straight up a feirish, right? That should be last. Right, if you tell me that we love midrashas, right, the way we darshan things out, that's how we're starting with that. Therefore, we're starting with bito. Therefore, achozisha, right, should be last. Right, that's beferish in the pasuk. Now, as we said, we learn all these halachas. We learn out from the pasuk by achozisha. So Gemara says no, because I did the ayri be isra achosa tana achozisha. Achos ishto. This Gemara says no. Simply, we were talking about sisters. Right? We started with talking about sisters, so we're just going to throw that in there. Okay, we're listening about a high baba levasof. Well, okay, so then why don't you talk about sisters at the end? Meaning, if all you're doing is talking about drushes, and there's no real order, so you could have just talked about sisters at the end and thrown in achos isha as the last one. So Gemara says elas. Gemara says you're right. So really, the order is not because of the chavivus, the dearness, the excitement of drushes mid the rabbanon. Right, Ella, Tana kurve nakat. We're going in order of closeness, of kurva, of how close, how related these people are. Tana bito, ubas bino, okay, right, the kurve atmo, right, again, those are the most closest to the person. Again, so we're talking about the yavam, right, the person who is trying to, or supposed to do yibum with this woman. So if it's his daughter, right, or his granddaughter from his son, so those are kurve atmo, that's right, his flesh and blood, so that's what we're starting with. Vaydi tana shlosha doros, lamata didei, and now that we taught, right, three generations beneath him, right, again, daughter or granddaughter, the tana nami shlosha doros, lamata dida, then we kind of go to the three generations lower than him, meaning that are related to his wife, right? Let's say his wife's daughter, etc., etc. If I did the tana shlosha doros lamata dida, now once we're talking about the three generations from her, from his wife, the tana shlosha doros lamala dida, and then we go in the opposite direction, right? His wife's, right, his mother-in-law and his grandmother-in-law, etc. V'tana achoso v'achos imo dekrove asmo. Then we go back to his sister and achos imo and his aunt. Right, which is also related to the yavam, to the guy. And once we're talking about sisters, so tana achos ishto. Therefore, then we talk about his wife's sister. Okay, uvidinhu deliktime lekalaso. And really, we should have brought that. We should have brought kalaso, his daughter-in-law, earlier. Mekame Ishas Achiv, in front, before the brother of his, the wife of his brother, Shalohai, oh, sorry, Ishas Achiv Shalohai Be'olamo. Really, we should have listed his daughter in law before the wife of his brother who has not been born yet, right? Jalom Mishim Kurvahu, right? Those are not the Surah, because that's not because Kurva, that's because of Mizasurtim, because of marriage. So, Ella, Aydi Basrach Achva, or Achua, right? Rather, just simply, since we started talking about Achua, here probably means siblings as opposed to brothers. So Tana Eishes Achiv, Shelo Hayoba Lama, Bahadur Tani called also. So we kind of just threw in there, right, the wife of the brother who hadn't been alive yet, right, and then we threw in daughter-in-law. Essentially, we were just talking about siblings, so we kind of just threw that in there. Okay, fine. So that's the order. Basically, the order is one of closeness, of relative. Not that they're any more chamur, but just we're starting with, you know, his immediate family, and then we're kind of branching out, right, and that's how we have the order in the Mishnah. Okay, now the Gemara is going to continue and analyze the language of the Mishnah. My area, the Tana Potros. Again, if you flip back, right, we said that these 15 women, right, pater, right, make it pater, what was language? Chamesh Yisrei Nashim Potros Tzaroseyan V'Tzaros Tzaroseyan Menechaliza. Right, these 15 women who are Aser Erva to the Yavam, right, they're going to pater the co-wife, the Tzara, from doing Yibum as well. So the Gemara says, listen, Asuros. Why don't we say that it's usher for these co-wives to do Yibum? Again, Potter, as Rashi writes over here, if you look at three lines down on the medium lines, Mashma Peturos Hein Iboi Niabim, meaning Potter is implication of you don't have to, but you can. Right? If you're Potter from, let's say, you know, shaking Lulav, so you're allowed to opt into that mitzvah, right, and do it. If you're Potter from X, Y, and Z, you're allowed to opt in and do that. Is not talking about, right, not as opposed to like when we talk about Hilchos Shabbos, we say something that's pater al velasser. That's not what we're talking about. That's the exception. Usually we say someone is pater from something, let's say, osuper mitzvah, pater min a mitzvah. Right? You're doing one mitzvah, you don't have to do the other mitzvah. But if you can do both mitzvahs, that's great. So, okay, that's a discussion over there. But okay, what anyway? But you know what I'm saying. So pater implies that you don't have to, but you can. So the implication, but you should really say osser. Right, it's important because you're not allowed to do Yibum here. Right, there's no usher. It's for sure usher. Right, that you mean they're not even zakuk liyavam, as Rashi points out. Right, there's no connection here to the yavam. Right, and it's still you still have the isser of the beis shesach. Right, again, in general, again, the whole chiddush of Yibum is that we get rid of the isser of beis shesach. In general, a person's not allowed to marry his brother's wife. Right, so if Shimon has two wives. Right, so and one of them is Reuven's daughter, and the other one is completely not related. Right, there's still an isser for Reuven to marry Shimon's other wife. Right? Obviously, he can't marry his daughter, but he definitely can't marry the other wife. So, if you're telling me that it's pottering, right? If you're telling me that really the language here should be usser, that the fact that the wife one, the fact that Rachel is Reuven's daughter. Is going to usher him to marry the other wife. Why? Because there is no Yibum to do here. Yibum gets you out of the Isser of Eshesach. If you're telling me that there is no Yibum, so then the Isser of Eshesach is Kiyum B'Kaime, right? It's there. Right? And therefore, it should be usher for him to marry her. So Gemara says, Itana, Itana Osros Havamina Osir Liabim. Because you might have thought that it's usher to do Yibum. Aval Michlutz Chalta, but you still have to do Chalitza. If you would have said Osir. So therefore, Kamash Malan, therefore, it teaches us that it's Potter because you don't even have to do Chalitza. I've listened to Asur Lichlots. So the Kamar says, well, why don't you just say that it's Osir to do Chalitza as well? So Kamar says, well, Micah Oven, what do you mean it's Osir to do Chalitza? You're allowed to spit next to this guy, woman's shoe. Right? You're allowed to take her shoe off and spit. Right? There's no Isser. You're not actually doing anything. But what's the problem with, you know, it's weird to say it's Osir to do Chalitza. If it's not a halachic mechanism, that action is not actually usher. So the Gemara says, well, alam alo, well, why not? Imata omer choletzes, mizyabemes. Well, maybe, what do you mean it's usher? Yeah, okay, taking your shoe off is not usher, but if you tell me that you can do chalitza, maybe people will think you can do yibum, and then that's not true because you still have the issue of isser of eshazach. So the Gemara says, you're right. Kevin de mako mitzvah hu de asira, sara velo be mako mitzvah sharia. Right? Meaning, because What's the real reason? Because really, again, in only the scenario of Yibum, right? Whenever b'mako mitzvah, but whenever you have an issue of Yibum, so that's the whole concept of tzara of a co-wife not being able to marry, right? This Yavam, right, is only, right, only by what's it called? It's only by Yibum. Right? Only when there's a mitzvah of Yibum, that's when we have an issue of the co-wife not being able to marry the other brother. For Shalobo Makom Mitzvah, Sharia, but outside of Yibum, right, in other realms of Halacha, right, that's it's going to be mutter. You're allowed to marry, what's it called? That woman. Meaning, so Mishum Hachi Tani Potros, therefore it says Potter, right, because we don't want, right, people to think that this whole concept of tzara, right, applies elsewhere. Meaning, just to illustrate, let's say Reuven has a daughter, right, Rachel, and Rachel marries Shlomo, who's not related whatsoever, and Shlomo has another wife, right, and then Shlomo passes away. So obviously, Reuven can marry Shlomo's other wife, right? Meaning, the older wife, that has nothing to do with anything, just because it was his daughter's husband. Right, who passed away, and his daughter's co-wife. Right, even that has nothing to do with anything. That Reuven would be mutter to marry that other woman, but only in the scenario where there's a mitzvah to do yibum. Right, that's when we have a tzara. Right, that's when we have a co-wife that's going to be usher to marry the brother. And again, because the iser of Eshazach. So that's what we're concerned with. That's what we wanted to make sure. That's why we use the word potros, because again we're going to say that it's not included in other realms of halacha. This is a unique case by Yibum. Okay, umay iri tani mina chalitza mina Yibum. Now the Gemara asks again. If you remember, it says hey, potros mina chalitza mina Yibum. So the Gemara says, why doesn't it say the opposite? Right, meaning what comes first? Right, listen mina Yibum lechude. Right, it just says it's putter from Yibum, right? And you'll have the idea that it's putter from Chalitza as well, right? Those go hand in hand. The Gemara says, "Itana mina Yibum havamina michlas chalitza yivume lo biamba." Well, you might have thought that she has to do Chalitza, even though you can't do Yibum. So Kamash Malan, therefore, it teaches us, right, that kol ha'olah liyabim olah lechalitza v'chol she'en olah liyibum eno olah lechalitza. That again, that those two go hand in hand. And then therefore, I guess, yeah, my apologies. I mean, that's actually not the same question I thought it was. The next question, I'm sorry, I thought that the question was the order, but it's not the order. I mean, the question is, why does it say both? Why does it say Potter from Yibum and Chalitza? So they go, if it would have just said Yibum, right, so then you would have thought you have to do Chalitza, so Kamash Malan. Therefore, it teaches me that Chalitza and Yibum are tied together. Right, Kol Ha'ola LeYibum, right, Ola LeChalitza, Kol She'ino Ola LeYibum, Eno Ola LeChalitza. Okay, for listening to Mina Yibum, Mina Chalitza. So, okay, fine. So why doesn't it say, right, from this is the question now, why doesn't it say that order? Why doesn't it say Yibum and Chalitza? Why does it say Chalitza and Yibum? So, Iyanami, or it could say, right, Mina Chalitza LeChude, or it could say you're Pater from Chalitza, and then obviously we'll know that you're Pater from Yibum. So the Gemara says that Abba Shali, this is Abba Shal Shita, the Amar Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemes, the Mitzvah Yibam. So actually, Abba Shal holds that Chalitza should go before Yibam, meaning we kind of assume, and again, before you learn the Gemara, and if it's only Abba Shal's Shita, maybe it's everybody else's Shita that against him, that kind of Yibam comes before Chalitza, that Yibam is the Chachila, right? Halavai, we should all be, never have to deal with this, but if you're faced with a choice, right, again, Blahakim Shem Zara Lachicha, a person should be able to kind of fulfill the memory of his brother's passing with getting a kid, or et cetera, with his wife. So, meaning, so we would have thought that Yibum comes first, and that's the Lachachila. So Abba Shaul says, no, actually, that Chalitza is a Lachachila. We're going to see later in the Masechta that Abba Shaul holds that you have to have very specific kavanos for doing Yibum. If a person has any other intention other than the mitzvah of Yibum and to lahakim zera la'achicha and to kind of have a kid in the memory of your brother, if you have any other intentions aside from that, so then it's not a mitzvah at all. It's arayos, and I think there's some sort of lashon, if I'm not mistaken, that Rabbi Shaul says that the kid is a mamzer ad kedei kach. That it's Rabbi Shaul is a very stark, very harsh requirements. So he holds that Chalitza comes first, because most people can't get to that level to be able to do Yibum. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, right? That's what we're holding, like it's Abba Shaul Shita, that Chalitza is the Lechachila, and Yibum is, I don't say B'dieved, but that is only in several cases, only a few cases. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask. Gemara is going to ask about the numbers, right? Again, we said 15 women. That's always a red flag whenever the Mishnah lists a number and then lists off 15 of those, right? We can all count. Whenever the Mishnah does that, so it's excluding something. So that's what the Gemara asks. Minyan the ratio of Limutei Mai. What are we excluding here? And so similarly, Minyan the Seifa Limutei Mai. Also, what in the number in the Seifa, what is that coming to exclude? Now, that's not exactly accurate because the Seifa doesn't say a number. It says Elu, right? It says these wives, Elu Potros, But either way, meaning the Gemara is assuming that if you tell me these or a number, that we're trying to exclude something. So Gemara says, Lamute de Rav Udravasi, to exclude Rav Shita and Rav Asi Shita. Now the Gemara does not elaborate what that's referring to. Rashi already quotes it over here. That basically we're going to learn in about a week or so that Rav holds that there's other examples of Isser relationships that will pater the tzara, meaning we listed 15 women who will pater the co-wife from Yibum Mechalitza. Rav holds that if the woman was a sota, that also will pater any co-wives, any tzaras. And Rav Asi says that if the woman is an islandess, again, a woman who can't have kids, right, again, she hasn't fully matured, that will also pater the other wives. So that's where we're coming to exclude both of those shitas. So Gemara just says, Rav and Ravasi Lumutimai. Okay, so fine, but Rav and Ravasi also had the Mishnah. So according to them, what is the Mishnah coming to exclude? So if they hold like each other, meaning if they agree with each other, so you can't exclude each other's shita, so then you need two more exclusions. So the Gemara says, Chada Lumutei Tzaras Mamenes, Chada Lumutei Tzaras Machzir Gerusha. So there are two more potential cases of women who are usher to the Avam who will exclude, right, the Tzara, the co-wife. One is a Mamenes. Again, that's a woman who is married Midra Banan. Again, the mother and the brother married her off. Right, and then she is, when she turns to be a Gdola, right, she decides she's not interested in the marriage, so she gets out of the marriage. Again, that's a marriage midrabanan, and that's not, she's not actually usher to the yavam midaraisa. But Chazal said that they're not going to do yibum in that scenario; they're only going to do chalitza. And we're saying here that according to this opinion, right, that we're excluding that from that shita that says that her co-wife also would be pater from yibum chalitza. V'chad lemutei tzaras machzir gerushaso, and one is coming to exclude the co-wife of someone who's machzir gerushaso. We know that the din is that if a couple gets divorced and the woman gets remarried, so then if whatever reason the woman gets out of that second marriage, she can no longer go back to the first husband. If they did that, if they did go back together, and that was inappropriate, that co-wife, right, if that guy, again, remarried the woman he divorced, who got remarried, so if then that guy passes away, and that woman, who is Maxi Grushazu, who got remarried for the third time, right, for the second time, she has a co-wife, so that co-wife is not going to be included in the Isser, in this Mishnah, and we're not going to pater for Bibun Chalitza. That's excluded. That case is not included. That's only if Rav and Ravasi agree with each other. So they need two cases. So one case is a woman who does Mion. What's it called? Meaning, again, just to be clarified, that the Mion was to the Yavam, right? Meaning the Mion was to the Yavam. Right, it says in the case of a woman who got remarried twice, right, and really remarried to her husband once. I guess it's remarried once. Vilo svirla ba'adadi, meaning that's only if they hold like each other. Vilo svirla la'adadi, if they don't hold like each other, so chad lemuti lechavrei, one of them will exclude the other guy's shita, right? Either a sota or an islandess, right? Depending on who you're holding like, right? Vechad lemuti lechavrei, vechad lemuti otzars mamanus, otzars machzik rishosho, and then you can pick one of the two exclusions that we just said, right? That will be the exclusions in the Mishnah. So then now the Gemara just points out the Rav Ravasi Lesninu. So well, according to Rav Ravasi, who say that a sota and an islandess will pater at Sarah, from Megibim Chalitza. So why doesn't the Mishnah list that? So Gemara says simply Lufisha Ina Kitsar Ina Bitsaras Tsara, because that never gets to a case of Tsaras Tsara. I mean, that case will never get to a Tsara. Tsara, again, obviously, a Sota is not going to, not going to get that, sorry, why wouldn't a Sota get to the Tsara Tsara? One second. Sorry. Why is a Sota never going to, just trying to read Rashi over here. If you look at Rashi, Lefisha Ina and Bitsaras Tsara. Ah, okay. Because let's say that makes sense. Meaning, let's say in a case where, again, Shimon married Reuven's daughter. So, Shimon, technically, right, obviously, Reuven's daughter is not allowed to marry Reuven, but Reuven's daughter could marry Levi. Right? But in case of a Sota, she's also to everybody. She's also to all the brothers. And she's also to Reuven and to Levi. So you can never get to a case of a Tsara, right? Again, that was like two cases removed where the case was that the woman then married Levi and she had the Tsara of the first husband, right, married Levi and then she had another co-wife. Well, that doesn't work because a Sota can never marry or the other brother, right? And so too by an islandess, as well. So that can never get to a case where you have a co-wife of a co-wife. Okay, fine. That's why we, according to Rav Harassi, they wouldn't list that in the Mishnah. Okay, now, finally, that we went through all the language of the Mishnah, a little bit painstakingly, but now Minan Emili, how do you know all of this stuff? Right, where do you get this from? Where do you get these halachos of the concept of Atzara, right, that's going to pater from Yibum? How do you get that? Where do you get that from? Again, as we alluded to this before, but let's darshan it out. So the Tanur Rabbanan with under the Raisa. Isha el achosah lo sikach, right? You can't take, that's the Isser of achos isha. You're not allowed to marry a woman and her sister. Litzror, to make them both rivals. Again, they're not allowed to marry the same guy. Like alosar vasala bechayat, right? To sleep with either of them when they're alive. So aleha matalmud lomar, what do you need to say aleha? Right, what do you need that pasuk for? The Vishu Inemar Yavama Yavo Aleha, because the pasuk says that a Yavam should sleep with her. Say Shemayani Afilu Achas Mikol Arayas Hamurus Batara Kazem Medaber. You might have thought that Yibum also applies, right? In any time you have Arayos. So therefore, Nemar Kan Aleha and Nemar Lahalan Aleha. Just so therefore, you have Xer Shava Aleha Aleha Malahalan B'Makom Mitzvah Avkav B'Makom Mitzvah. Just like by Yibum is a mitzvah. So too, right, this is also a mitzvah, meaning that Achos Isha, right, is also in a scenario with a mitzvah, meaning that you don't, right, Ve'al Rachmana Lo Sikach, and the Pasuk says, right, you should not marry her, meaning the intention is that your person is not allowed to marry his Achos Isha, his wife's sister, right, and even in a scenario where it's a mitzvah, where it'd be a mitzvah for Yibum, right, so that's how you have the idea that if a woman is forbidden to the Yavam, so he's not going to marry her, even if there is a concept of Yibam. Okay, Ve'inli Elohi, fine, so that solves, right, let's say if it's her, the woman we're talking about. But Tzarasim Yinayin, how do you know the co-wife is also not going to have Yibam? Tamalomer Litzror. Again, this is the idea, of co-wives are included here. Ve'inli Elohi Tzaras, okay, that's co-wife. What about Tzaras Tzarasa? Well, Minayin, how do you know that co-wife of a co-wife, right, if we extend it, right, further down the line? Tamalom or Litzor or below Litzor? Because you have two rashes in there, so you see that that's the drasha we darshan out. A couple of rashes as opposed to one rash. Ve'inli ela achosisha. Okay, so fine. So as we said before, that's the pasuk of achosisha. That's the topic of the pasuk, right? You can't marry two sisters. So shara arayos minayin. How do you know that all the other arayos, daughter, granddaughter, etc., are included? So Amarta, so Ma Achosisha Miuchadas She Erva V'Chayev Nalazon Akaris V'Ashe Gaso Chatas. Where there are certain characteristics of this Isser of Achosisha. Wait, it's an erva, obviously. V'Chayev Nalazon Akaris V'Ashe Gaso Chatas. If you do it on purpose, Chayev Kares. If you do it B'Shogeg Chayev Chatas. V'Asur LeYavam, and she's as we learned out, she's not allowed to marry Yavam. Says Af Kol Shehi Erva V'Chayev Nalazon Akaris V'Ashe Gaso Chatas. Right, Asura Liyavam. So too any other case where it's an erva and you get kares for sleeping with her on purpose and you have korban katas for doing a bishogeg. How do you sleep with an erva bishogeg, by the way? So again, you might have just thought she was your wife. Nowadays, we think that's ridiculous, but again, back in the day, they didn't have electricity, right? Not even back in the day, like 150 years ago, they didn't have electricity. So it gets dark, all the torches go out, there is no light whatsoever. So it's not it's crazy, but it's not as crazy as, you know, you may think it was. Anyway, so Ainli Elohein, and now we know that that's only them, right? But so I was saying, how do you know that that also extends to the co-wives, that all the other Arayos also will pater the co-wife from Yivum? So Amar Tama Achuz Yisha Miyuchah, again, the same thing we just did. Ma Achuz Yisha Miyuchah, the Shi, Erev Avachayav, and Alz Don Akari, Tzma Shogigas Achat, Tzma Shogigas, right? So again, it's Vitzara Sa'asura, right? Just like we did all that, and the Achuz Yisha, we learned before, the Drasha, the co-wife, is also not going to do Yivum. So Zotu, Av Kol Shehi, Erev Avachayav, and Alz Don Akari, Tzma Shogigas Achat, Tzma Shogigas Asura. So too by any other case of arayos that we're going to include into this halacha. Mikan amr chachamim, and this is where we get our mishnah from. Right, this is how the chachamim knew that chamesh zrenashim potur tzaroseim v'tzaros tzaroseim min chalitza min yibum. Right, ad sof olam. That's where we get our mishnah from. Okay, great. Yachal shani marbe af sheish arayos chamus me'elu. The Gemara says, now you might have thought, now why did we stop at 15? There are 21 arayos. Why don't we add 6 more arayos that are more chamur than this? There are 6 more arayos that are more chamur than this. Now that's not exactly accurate. Right? That is a reference to the Mishnah Daf Yigimel. Right? If you flip to the Mishnah Daf Yigimel, right, it says at the bottom over there, Yigimel Aleph, Shesh arayos chamurus me'elu. Right? There are 6 more arayos that are more chamur. More chamur does not necessarily mean more serious. Right? This list is basically arayos because they're connected to the guy and his brother, meaning that it's related to both of them, right? That Emo, right, his mother, and Ashes Aviv, and his father's wife, Achos Aviv, and his father's sister, his aunt, right, Achos Ome Aviv, right, his father's sister, meaning his sister from his father, meaning all through the paternal, meaning through the father's lineage. So it's not more chamor, it's just that's what the Mishnah uses that language over there, and we'll have to talk about it when we get there. But why do we include those? Why don't we use their co-wives also? Right? It should also be usher. Why don't we include that in our Mishnah? So Amarta Ma'achos Isha Miuchedes. Apparently, right, there's something different about these cases. So Achos Isha is unique, meaning that the Isser of marrying your wife's sister is unique. How so? As we've been pointing out, she erva v'chayev as don karas v'shugas v'chadas. Right? V'efsherli nasi la'achim v'asur li'avam. Right? And she's able to marry the other brothers, but she's usher to the avam. Right, so if it's a rasa asura, right, again, you're adding this little step here that she can be married to the brothers. Now, if the other cases over there cannot be married to the brothers, right, again, just to use a simple example as we've been using, right, if Reuben's daughter marries Shimon, so that's fine, right? An uncle can marry a niece. So therefore, obviously, that daughter can marry Levi. Right? But Asura Liyavam, she's not allowed to marry the Yavam because, again, Reuven is the Yavam. But in the other Mishnah, that's not true. Right? Again, you can't marry mother, father's sister, and aunt can't marry any of the brothers involved here. So it's also Asura, so Af Koshi Erva V'chayavin, Alzadona Kares, V'ashikha Sechatas. So Yatsu, that excludes Shesh Arayos Chamurus Me'elu. That excludes those 6 examples in the Mishnah on Daf Yigimel. Hold the Efsheli Nasi La'achim Tzaroseim Mutaros. Since they're not able to marry the other brothers, right? So therefore, their co-wives are going to be allowed. Right? Shein Tzara El Me'ach, because the whole concept of a co-wife, right, is Shayach, where the Isser, we're starting with the Erva. For the brother, right? The shaykh to that relationship to the brothers. So Gemara just says that just to finish off for today, right? As Hara Shamanu Onish Minayin. So what's the Isser? Right? How do you know that? Again, we don't. There's an erva. Like what happens? What's the punishment there if a person does, you know, violate this Isser? And does marry, let's say, the erva or the co-wife or whatever. So Mekarla Pazik says, Kikol, really, Kol Asher Yeseb, Kol Toivos Aila, V'nechrusu, right? The Isser is Kares, and that's pretty straightforward, very straightforward, the Pazik. Okay, we're going to go back to the Hilgishas tomorrow. There's one more thing I wanted to mention. No, 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 we'll do that tomorrow. Okay. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.